vaccinated. You know, when I try to remember what wave it was, Delta was going around the summer of 21. I decided to get vaccinated. But, you know, my kids, I'm not getting them vaccinated. I mean, I just don't think the risk reward is there. And to mandate it for kids is, I think, just absolutely, you know, just doesn't fit the data at all. So, I mean, I think you can just look at the differing risk factors and you know, that's what I think people should be doing. And I think that's what the public health establishment should be doing. And, you know, hopefully that's what I've, you know, done throughout this is trying to give people information to make the best decision for them.
Can I ask you, though, has anything changed for you? Have you adjusted your views on it at all?
On vaccines generally?
Well, this, I mean, COVID, you know, get jabbed.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just think it's, I don't know. I mean, I guess, I don't know if I'd say there's been any change. I mean, I think that the vaccines do prevent serious illness. And I think, you know, I think that's been pretty consistent from the start. But I mean, the children, you know, kids have just been at such low risk. You know, I don't think I ever was a big fan of that. And, you know, I think there's some merit to this idea that, you know, the companies were not upfront and the government was actively working to hide some of the downside risk, especially for younger people in terms of the heart risk. I'm trying to remember what vaccine it was, you know, but there was one vaccine where they pulled it back or they stopped it because of the heart.
Well, the Johnson and Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, basically, you know, at one point, you know, you were a crazy person getting kicked off Twitter, and then all of a sudden it's scientific, you know, accepted scientific fact. And of course everyone knows it. And so, you know, I think that's been kind of the biggest crazy thing to see is you see things that, you know, oh, you're a fringe, you're science denying. And then, you know, the next week it's like, oh yeah, everyone knows that. Of course that's the case. I mean, that to me, that's been very damaging in terms of how much I personally trust some of these people. And I think, you know, you're seeing that generally in the polling data too, is that, you know, you can't just stifle debate and then shift the terms of debate and pretend that, of course, oh, you know, nothing has changed. And, you know, I think there should have been some more humility in terms of saying, you know, this is where we are, this is what we know, this is what we don't know. But, you know, instead you just got this massive push to vaccinate, you know, full speed ahead.
Let's take you in a different direction. Schools open a week from now on the 8th. And the big question is CCSD, fifth largest school district in the country. Are they going to be ready?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, I think in terms of what do they have, like 1,300 teaching openings? I mean, it's nuts. You know, their vacancy rate for teaching is something like 9%. I mean, it's disturbing. And the thing is you're not going to see those vacancies. You know, it's not like every school is going to have 9%. I mean, you're going to have the schools in the suburbs, the schools that are doing really well, you know, their vacancy rate is going to be much lower. And the schools in, you know, the low-income areas, their vacancy rates are going to be much higher. And so you've got this thing where, yet again, you know, the kids who are coming, you know, from disadvantaged backgrounds are facing yet another significant disadvantage. And that's really sad.
Have we made our schools any safer with another school year to come?
You know, I'm hopeful in terms of the panic button idea, you know, that could help teachers. But, you know, in terms of overall safety, I think the discipline policy is going to matter a lot more. And so obviously at the end of last school year, and I think it was March, JAR comes out and says zero tolerance for fights and you're getting kicked out of school. And, you know, I've heard kind of varying reports on how much that actually has been happening. And so, you know, I think that's what's going to have to change. It's not so much the technology piece. It's we know this kid's a troublemaker. He's been fighting. He's been punching. He's been disrupting. Is there an actual consequence there? You know, does that kid get an actual consequence, which sends the message to all the other kids that, okay, the adults are going to make this school safe and I don't have to resort to that, or I'm not going to be able to get away with that. And so I'm not going to act in that same way. And I don't think we know that.
More with Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And we're going to talk about unity in the Republican Party. We are all talking about the big red wave. But what happens if there are problems within the Republican Party? We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. We got a Nevada Republican group that's actually endorsing a Democrat Attorney General, Aaron Ford. Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable stuff going on. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:31, as we check out our conditions on area freeways, do watch for a crash. It's on Interstate 15 southbound near Spring Mountain. Looks like you're only averaging about 35 miles per hour as you work your way through there. Also, some slow flows on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Sahara. Now, remember the closure of the HOV lane on both sides of Interstate 15. That's between Warm Springs and Tropicana. That project is going to be going on throughout the month of August. A little bit of congestion as you try to work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl as well. That is Interstate 515 eastbound at Main Street.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Swings and hits a drive deep to right field. This one headed back to the wall. It is gone! A home run! The first major league at bat for James Outman.
Dodgers ready with the call. 7-3 the win over the Rockies in Denver Sunday. James Outman homered on the first swing of his first big league at bat and finished with three hits and three RBI. Freddie Freeman added three hits and an RBI, passing teammate Trey Turner for the major league lead in hits. The Padres beat the Twins 3-2. Jerickson Profar homered for the second straight game. San Diego able to take 2 of 3 from the AL Central leading Twins. The Rangers beat the Angels 5-2. Ezekiel Duran hit a three-run double in the ninth. Shohei Ohtani and Brendan Marsh had two hits each for Los Angeles, which dropped 3 of 4 and went 6-18 in the month of July. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is a bizarre story that has been out there this week. A Nevada Republican group is endorsing Aaron Ford, the Democrat Attorney General, for re-election over a right-wing GOP nominee. This is not the stuff that unity is made of. Joining us as he does every Monday, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What do you make of this, Victor? This is just a bizarre story. We've all worried about unity within the Republican Party statewide, and now this thing is blowing up with Aaron Ford being the beneficiary. First of all, do you think it's that big a deal?
Well, I mean, it certainly doesn't help the Republicans to go Chata. I mean, it's basically kind of just a talking point you can use in your campaign. Look, there are these Republicans who support me. I don't think it's like, oh, the election's over. 12 people endorsed Ford or 13 or whatever it was. But obviously it helps him and hurts her.
But I'm just curious. I mean, we've all worried about unity. We've got all these independents out there that are unaccounted for right now. This whole talk of a red wave, is it just talk or do you think it's going to happen?
Well, I mean, there's going to be some sort of red wave, I think. I mean, I think the question is how much it breaks. And I think things are still looking positive. I mean, if you look at all the swing Senate races around the country, I think Laxalt's in the best position just by, basically being the strongest candidate, which may be more a reflection of how poorly, Mehmet Oz and Herschel Walker are doing. But Laxalt's been really good. He's been really solid. I mean, inflation's still hitting Nevada really hard. I mean, you're looking at Latino voters shifting pretty dramatically to the Republican Party. Potentially in some polls being tied with Democrats. I mean, that has massive implications for Nevada, not just for this election cycle, but, where our state goes politically in the years to come. So I think those things are still there. I'm still optimistic about Republicans' chances in November. And I think this is more of a blip than a reflection of something broader.
Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and we talk about the big red wave. Democrats are not going to go quietly into the night. I mean, they just won't. They're trying to dredge up anything they can, January 6th, all kinds of different things. What are Democrats going to do in these final 100 days to make sure there is no big red wave?
I mean, I think the two things they're going to do is they're going to talk about abortion a lot. They think that's a winning issue for them here in Nevada, and they think it will juice turnout for some of their base. And I don't know. Maybe it has some effect. I'm a little less, I just don't think that's going to be driving people to the polls. And then the other thing they're going to do is they're just going to, basically try and ignore everything that's happening to people with the economy. They're going to talk about how, gas prices are down 50 cents. And, never mind that they're double what they were when Joe Biden took office. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto won't even mention the word inflation. And she's just about to vote for another inflation bill in the Senate, most likely. So, they're basically just going to pretend that the economy's great or, that spending more is going to help people instead of acknowledging that, this massive spending has been what's created the inflation that everyone doesn't like. And they're going to have a lot of money, probably quite a bit more than Republicans in most of the key races. And they're just going to hope that, those three things can kind of blunt Republicans' momentum.
And Joe Manchin just signed on to a Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi bill. And this is a Build Back Better light, as I like to call it. Is it going to make a difference? And by the way, Democrats are saying this is going to help fight inflation. First of all, is it? And if so, is it going to help the economy or hurt the economy?
Well, it's definitely not going to help fight inflation. I mean, I'm going to call it the Inflation Reinforcement Act, because all it does is it takes everything that's been causing inflation from, massive government spending, higher taxes, disincentivizing investment in oil and natural gas, and it just double or triples down on it. And, it's just going to make things worse. It's going to make things more expensive. It's going to raise taxes on businesses. It's going to raise taxes on Americans. There's a tax in there on crude oil, you know, of all things. It's going to just dump more money into green boondoggles that don't do anything to, you know, bring down global temperatures in any sort of meaningful way. And so it's just, you know, Democrats are spending tons of money, and hopefully voters will realize that, oh, yeah, spending lots of money and raising taxes, like, that's how we got to where we are with inflation.
That is incredible. Victor, I love reading your stuff in the RJ. Thank you so much, man. Always good to have you on. We'll do it again next Monday. How about it?
Sounds good. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. Coming up, 1 o'clock, Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking. The folks that get stuff from point A to point B all across the state, yeah, he'll join us. We'll talk about supply chain issues and a whole lot more as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has his hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It drove me nuts. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids can super serve you at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, you say Senate Democrats have a plan to lower prescription drug prices for seniors. Yet critics say it's a phony Washington shell game that siphons $278 billion from seniors' Medicare to pay for liberals' unrelated spending priorities. So let's clear this up for Nevada's seniors with a simple and fair question. Can you guarantee that all revenues from the Democrats' drug pricing plan will go directly towards lowering individual seniors' drug costs and will not be used to pay for anything else outside of the Medicare program? Again, it's a fair and simple question that deserves a direct and honest answer. Before you vote on a bill that will make significant changes to the Medicare plan millions of seniors rely on, Nevadans look forward to your response. Paid for by American Commitment.
More lawyer, less fee. I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love being able to say this. It is with great pride that I tell you that broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, it's AM 670 KMCQ. Good to have you with us. Happy Monday! Kevin Wall with you. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas is on the other side of the glass, and he is reveling in this news that's coming out of the National Football League that apparently, we've got a quarterback who's going to be suspended, and a pretty good-sized suspension.
It's a pretty good size, but a lot of people thought it could have been much, much bigger, like the entire 17-game NFL season. But that's not going to be the case for Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. He was suspended for 6 games for what many people have described as egregious sexualized contact with massage therapists that he hired away from the facility there where he works. And
in other words, this was not medical massage.
It was he was looking for some. Let's just put it that way. We'll just stop the sentence right there. He was looking for some. So
explain the backstory on this thing.
Well, okay, so he's with the Houston Texans for about 4 years. He came out in 2017. Great, great NFL player. He led the NFL in yards passing in 2020 with 4,800 yards. So a star on the rise. He's only 26 years old, Kevin, and he has proven himself to be worthy of a big contract. So the Cleveland Browns signed him to a guaranteed.
Ooh.
This is very unusual because guaranteed contracts in the NFL just have not been something that the NFL owners do because of the violence that's involved with the sport. You guarantee a guy $230 million for 5 years. He gets hurt. He breaks his leg. The way that, maybe somebody like who was the
Joe Theismann?
Joe Theismann.
Yeah.
It ended his career. So regardless of what happens over the next 5 years, he's going to get his $230 million. So he is now being suspended for only 6 games. And we only say only because when you look at other NFL players and the punishment that they got, it was ridiculous. And this whole thing got started when Ray Rice was caught with the video cameras basically punching his wife into an elevator, and it knocked her out. And then when they got to the floor that they were going to, he ends up dragging her by the hair outside of the elevator. And he got 2 games for that.
Yeah.
2 game suspension, and that's when Goodell stepped in, the head of the NFL, the commissioner, and he said, no, that's not good. We're going to suspend him indefinitely, and he has never played another down in the NFL. You look at guys like Ezekiel Elliott. He got 6 games in 2017 because of domestic violence. It wasn't anywhere on the scope or the scale. There were 24 women that accused Deshaun Watson of this sexual misconduct during these massages. 20 of them agreed to an agreement, whatever that
settlement.
A settlement of whether it was. It's undisclosed. I'm guessing maybe they got $100,000 each. There are four that are still going through the court system. So that will work itself out, I guess, through the courts, through civil court. So he has basically escaped any kind of liability as far as the law is concerned. So this is the last thing to fall.
And by the way, this comes with the backdrop of Dan Snyder and the Washington Commanders.
Yes.
I mean, they've got more problems than you can shake a stick at about sexual allegations and unhealthy workplaces, things like that.
Right. And he has basically gotten nothing so far. In fact, he basically did the same thing that some Trump people got arrested for by ignoring Congress.
Yeah.
And running around in the Mediterranean Sea on his yacht. But on this Deshaun Watson case, there are a lot of people that are very upset about this. There was a player last year for the Atlanta Falcons that happened to make a bet, and it wasn't on his team. It was a bet of some sort. I think it was a baseball or some other side bet, and he was suspended for the entire season.
Yeah.
And that was the starting point in these negotiations. Now, again, they handled this differently because a former federal judge is the one that handed out this punishment. And this third party was agreed upon by the NFL and the NFL Players Association. And they're encouraging both sides to just accept this decision for what it is. So unless the NFL, and they say they're going to review it here for the next few days, if they don't appeal this, then six games, it's over, move on. And Deshaun Watson is clear and free.
But can I tell you, it just stinks to high heaven.
It really does.
It really honestly does, folks. This is a guy that proves, once again, if you got a lot of money, and again, when you've got a contract and you're going to get your money, minus six games, and I don't know what that totals up to, but...
But the thing is he was only guaranteed to make $1 million this year. They factored that into the contract because they knew that he was going to be suspended. So they even factored that in.
Yeah.
So like you say, the rich get richer and, you know, justice is not equal.
Not exactly. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We're going to let you hear from Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, of course, is siding with Chuck Schumer on this Build Back Better light thing. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040.
The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call